To come, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in El Paso, where more is coming out on victims there.
With the death toll now at 22, police have released the names of all of the victims. They range in age from 15 to 90.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in El Paso.
Organizers say 1,500 people attended a memorial vigil for the youngest victim, Javier Rodriguez. It was held at the high school where he was about to begin his sophomore year. Friends say he was a good student and enjoyed soccer.
And stock futures higher the morning after Wall Street suffered its worst drop of the year. This is Fox News.
How you start your day is very important. Don't trust your morning radio to just anyone. You need true broadcasting professionals like Greg Budell.
It is I, Arthur, King of the Britons.
Jay Scott.
We are the knights who say...
Emily Hayes.
We have found the witch, may we burn her.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I fart in your general direction.
Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
I didn't know that. News Talk 93.1 of them, three men and a lady, the 7 o'clock hour, Jay Scott. Random facts coming up, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Emily Hayes, who makes Anderson Cooper giggle. And this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I'm just looking at these reports of fog around the area. Troy, visibility 3/4 mile out at the airport. Prattville, 3 miles in mist. And we just heard from Linda in Wallsboro, who said it's pretty foggy there this morning. So a little bit of fog this morning. Otherwise, a hot day with a high around 94. Heat index near 100, with some spotty hit-or-miss random afternoon and evening storms today, but fewer than the last several days. In other words, we are getting back to that regular summertime normal, with a low tonight around 74, then tomorrow and Thursday, middle 90s, heat index teasing the 105 danger range, only widely scattered storms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Friday, we'll kick the rain chances up to about 40%, especially towards late afternoon and evening, and 50-50 chance Saturday and Sunday with a frontal system that'll come into the state and then stop. Right now this morning we have clear skies, southwest winds at 3 miles per hour, temperature is 74 at 7:05.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
When I say MPB, what do you think about?
Montgomery Paint and Body.
Right. Do you think about their reliability, their history, their integrity, their pinball machine in the blue water ring?
The Rich Thomas Wing.
That's right. I've been going there for over 30 years, so I know the place, and I know their reputation is sterling, and it always will be. Thanks to Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew out there at Montgomery Paint and Body, because they don't cut corners. You know, they don't play the game. They don't do that. You know, we could get. You could pocket a little money, and we could pocket a little money if we don't fix what's behind that that panel right there. They don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why they work well with the insurance company, too. If you are in a mishap, it's easy to remember their phone number. It's 27-WRECK with a W. Doesn't have to be an accident. It could be just a boo-boo, as I call it. I didn't know that pole was there, and I didn't know it was going to be so close to me. They also will detail your car before you pick it up. So when you get that phone call that your car is ready, this big old silly grin comes on my face, because I know not only is the car fixed, but it's also going to be perfect, just like it came off the showroom floor. Yep, Montgomery Paint and Body will be around, I guess, in probably 30 more years. I may not be around that long, but they will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
At 7:06, let's see who needs MPB right now.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way into the 7 o'clock hour, and we see a busy boulevard already this morning. Please be careful around the traffic lights. If you are traveling on the interstates, the traffic is up at a speed limit ride, and there are no big delays on the 31s. Traffic is starting to build up around the school zones already this morning. It's the first day of school. Give yourself a little bit of extra time to make your way through the traffic. If your ride is dirty, a professional and awesome detail job is as simple as calling Slim at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, 272-7147. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
The good news is that workers at a California recycling center's sortie line were able to recover nearly $23,000 in cash that had been mistakenly thrown out with a shoebox.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What? Really?
There was a man that contacted the company to report the shoebox containing his life savings had been tossed out with the recycling, and he realized the mistake too late to prevent it from being sent to the sorting center in California. Workers were asked to be on the lookout for the box, but they considered it unlikely that anyone would be able to spot the object among the thousands of pounds of recycling. Maybe not keep your life savings in a shoebox. However, a sharp-eyed worker spotted the box on the sorting line Friday morning. Workers were surprised to discover it still contained $22,940 of the man's missing money, with only $320 unrecovered.
Ooh.
The man and his family visited the recycling center over the weekend to recover the cash.
So somebody pocketed over $300.
Yeah, or it was, I mean, I don't know.
It
fell out, bumped along the way from,
rats
from
ate it.
Oregon to California. But why a shoebox?
Well,
people don't trust banks. Okay.
You should label it life savings on the top.
Right? Do not throw out life savings.
I left you another story over there.
I know. I've got it in my hand. I was about to start it.
Now, with more good news, here's Emily Hayes.
It's me again, y'all. Guess where this story comes to us from?
Oh, Delaware.
Yes, in Delaware. I'm just kidding, Florida. There's a guy in Southwest Florida in a place called, I can't pronounce.
Spell it.
N-O-K-O-M-I-S.
Lockamas?
Let me see that.
You know, the Tampa Bay area?
That's the standby. A Florida man from the Tampa Bay area.
Nokemus?
Nokemus. It's an Indian.
No.
Excuse me, Native American.
Right.
So this fella in Southwest Florida heard some noises coming from the canal behind his house last week.
Okay.
When he got out there, he saw his chocolate lab was in the canal and a 9-foot gator.
Roof.
Was chomping down on it. The guy didn't hesitate. He jumped right into the canal and pried the gator's jaws open to rescue his dog. And as soon as he got the jaws loose, he grabbed his dog and pulled him to safety. They were both injured, but they are both going to be okay.
We're going to call this story the Jaws of Life?
Yeah. No? A trapper was able to capture the alligator and get it out of the canal.
This story reminds me of the one where the mother, the car had backed up over her kid. And she lifted the back end of the car.
Adrenaline's crazy,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. You can do amazing things if you have to.
It's hard enough to pop the hood on most cars because you got to grope around and feel for the knob and then flick it. And even that sometimes doesn't work. There's no lesson in how to pry open the jaws of an alligator. All I know is that they're mighty, mighty powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but I guess knowing that that's your dog inside my belly.
No, they're going to be okay.
You kind of just go into that state of mind where, you know, nature takes over.
You're right about being able to pick up a car, just stories like that
yep,
are
yep.
rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good news. Thank you, Emily.
Ain't that news?
You're welcome, Poodle.
Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
You guys play that song?
No, we don't.
That should be sprinkled in.
Yeah.
No? Maybe not?
No, I just, you know, there's only so much power I have.
Okay.
And by power, I mean there's just this little tiny thimble full of suggestions.
What do I know? I'm just
elderly. We all know that California has outlawed the deadly plastic straw.
Yeah.
And somebody did a great meme, I think it was over the weekend, that shows this huge section of L.A. that's nothing but tents and trash and crap.
It's sad.
And the meme said, nice going, L.A., you got rid of those plastic straws, but look at the rest of the place.
I'll tell you, when we were on our honeymoon, everywhere we ate in St. Augustine, they had already transitioned to, like, either plant-based straws, or there was something else that wasn't so bad. But, I mean, you always have to have a straw to drink. It's just really handy in the car.
Well, you know, you're not the only one that feels that way, because Menthol Meredith has a commentary on
this particular Talk about spirit animals.
Yeah.
Well, I got something to say. You might not like to hear it, but it's the truth. Enough with these dang paper straws. These things don't save the earth. The only thing they do is make sucking suck. I got myself a 64-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper, suck a paper straw in it. In about 45 seconds flat, it felt like I was sucking on a goopy piece of trash that kinda tasted like Diet Dr. Pepper. I know, they're saying that plastic straws choke wildlife or something, but I think it's fake news. We got all kinds of wildlife around here, and never in my life have I seen a buck standing on the side of the road choking on a straw. If straws really choke wildlife, that'd make for a pretty interesting hunting season, though. Heck, I'd just go out in the woods and drop a bunch of straws and hope that none of the other deer know the Heimlich maneuver. Anyway, if you own a business that's got a fountain drink machine, which is like half of the people that I know, please, for the love of Dr. Pepper, cut it out with the paper straws.
Preceding was the opinion of Menthol Meredith, and not necessarily representative of the views of the upper-level manglement and ownership of this radio station.
The paper straws are troubling. There's other material that straws have been made out of, but those paper straws have been around for a while.
Cause they have.
From, like, baby showers and engagement parties and stuff like that, when you're trying to color coordinate all your stuff, and they'll have the fanciful paper straw. And Menthol Meredith is so right, because
after a while,
you take a couple of sips, and then that thing is soggy and gross, and you're like, oh, well, that was nice for the three sips. Glad it color coordinated.
You've heard my story about the my California experiences, more than one trip, where the subject of a bag came up in a store.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And everybody stopped, like E.F. Hutton talking, you know, like, am I gonna say yes to a bag or not?
What's the response going to be?
I said, you want a bag? Yes. And I was like, oh, he wants a bag.
Oh, brother.
You know we're going to have to charge you for that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't carry all of that.
Yeah, save
Rich with his shirt turned upwards, you know, to make a little basket out of his shirt.
But
carrying a whole bunch of stuff.
Look, you know, being pointed at like, oh, he got a bag.
That's rude.
Got a bag.
That's rude of them.
Yeah.
Scarlet letter on you there.
So carry it out in a cardboard box next time. Yeah. You won't be subject to that kind of ridicule. It's so crazy. To me, the ultimate statement on all of that is George Carlin's Save the Planet bit. It's 3 minutes and 45 seconds of absolute common sense that makes you laugh, but also makes you realize he's right. The guy was George Carlin was a prophet on so many different levels. And it's not political prophecy, it's his ability to, that's what comedians do. They see the world a certain way. They reflect that back to an audience that generally is
Seinfeld does a great job.
He's incredible. And in his case, you know, George Carlin did kind of big picture topics. Seinfeld could find the funny in the stupidest little stuff. Yeah, that was his genius. Speaking of genius,
Mr. Sandman.
Look who's here on the line. Good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
Hey.
Beautiful day. Hey.
So far.
Oh, and
I just wanted to let y'all know the reason for the shoebox. Everybody knows burglars don't want shoes. They're not going to look in a shoebox.
Oh, that's it. Thanks for clearing that up.
They look at the mattress.
That's right. They look under the mattress. They take a knife and cut them open. They can use stuffed mattress full of money.
That's the bank.
I keep cash at the house, and nobody is ever going to find that fake Campbell soup cam that I got it rolled up in and hidden on a
picture. The things you say out loud.
It was a joke. So, tell us what's going on at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Well, we are selling mattresses. Had a real good weekend and yesterday, and the Millbrook store is, we're closing it down, so... It had a fabulous day Saturday. Now, they were closed yesterday, but they're back open today. Now, don't worry, we're not about to run out of stuff in Millbrook yet. We've got a lot of merchandise to sell. Over 100 mattresses and headboards and some really pretty beds, pillows, all sorts of things up there. And, we're discounting them like crazy. I've got to get rid of them. This is not a joke. This is not something I can just, milk forever. We're going to sell the stuff, so come see us up there. But Montgomery, I'm giving extra discounts on merchandise in Montgomery also. So, August and September are going to be great times to buy a mattress at Mr. Sandman. The Serta's, the Restonic, we have some closeouts on those. Jameson, the Diamond mattresses, which have become very popular to our people like those. They are some of the most comfortable hybrids you will find anywhere at a very fair price. And the beautiful mattresses that feel fantastic, have a great warranty on them and everything. So all sorts of mattresses on sale. And just got in a whole bunch of beds and headboards. A lot of full sizes. If you need a full size bed, and we don't have them all out yet because we don't have room to put them out. But I've got I'm going to start bringing out more and more of the full size, great for children's rooms and things at great prices. But come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. In Millbrook, they're 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. And bring a truck there. You can take it with you or we'll deliver it. No problem. So we appreciate it.
And we appreciate it, Mr. Sandman. Thank you so much. It is 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. We got your local news. Take a quick look at the roads. And then we're back with Random Facts, starring Jay Scott, and followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Make sure you have your note-taking devices ready to roll. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is back to school for many school systems this week. Montgomery Public Schools, Autauga County, and Dallas County all head back today. For a full list of school dates, visit our website, alabamanews.net. Ladarius Dees will spend 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to several charges in Dallas County. Dees pled guilty to attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an unoccupied vehicle. Dees is also a co-defendant in another case involving the murder of Jermaine Tarver. And a 17-year-old is being charged with attempted murder as an adult. Prattville police say they were called in reference to a man shot in the stomach Friday on Fisk Street. They believe an argument led to the shooting. The suspect is being held on $80,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, you're just getting started.
Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
Can we just start it so we can end it?
And I want to get started right away.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Are you ready to get the party started?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Grab something and let's start.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Good Lord, let's go.
Well, let's get started.
Okay, folks, let's get this party started.
Let's get going.
We started playing with one another.
Let's go. Get up.
Let's rock.
Let's roll.
Make it happen!
Yeah!
Celebrity Skywatch making our way through the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic is not too bad this morning. We do have a lot of cars on the interstate, so be careful. You're up at a speed limit ride. Watch the traffic around you. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at the traffic lights with no major delays. What we do see is traffic building up around the school zones. It's just about time for school zones to kick in, and that means your speed limit will be 15 miles an hour. Please be careful and look out for the kids this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
August 6th is... You're not going to believe this, and don't tell anyone I told you, but I just heard that today is National Gossip Day. I know, right? Shh. Now remember, you didn't hear this from me, and have a happy National Gossip Day.
And now,
you didn't hear this from me, but I heard J. Scott plagiarizes his...
And random.
Oh, man, tight.
Timely, tight. Topical, tight. Good job.
Stolen directly from the internet.
Yeah.
Did you know in 1920, a comedian named Harold Lloyd...
Harold Delaney.
Nope, Harold Lloyd. He lost two fingers after he picked up what he assumed to be a lit prop bomb at a photo shoot. For some reason, they were mixing in the reels and the fakes, and he picked up a real lit bomb.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume?
You lose two fingers.
I learned that from The Odd Couple.
It took 8 months to recover, and for the rest of his career, he had to wear a prosthetic. So.
1920.
Yeah.
Before the talkies.
Right, so it wasn't a loud explosion.
Well, that's comforting.
Thank you, Jay.
While his finger is rolling around on the floor.
Did you know the raw material for petroleum jelly?
Petroleum jelly?
Was discovered in 1859 on some of the United States' first oil rigs. Workers disliked the paraffin-like material that was forming on rigs because it caused them to malfunction, but they discovered they could use it on cuts and burns, and it actually hastened the healing, or they believed it hastened healing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why are you so red-faced over there, Rich?
Get it together, you kids.
Gets better. Did you know... A Roman scholar predicted microbiology over 2,000 years ago. He wrote,
There are bred certain minute creatures which cannot be seen by the eyes, but which float in the air and enter the body through the mouth and nose and cause serious diseases.
What year was this?
This was, well, it was over 2,000 years ago. I'm going to give you...
Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay.
This guy lived between 116 and 27 BC.
Oh, okay.
Vero...
I don't need his name.
Okay, good. So I'm not
driver's license number.
Yeah. Blood type. Did you know the police in Houston, and from what I'm reading about this, it's actually a lot of places, the police in Houston have pretty much asked supermarkets and department stores, look, don't call us unless the perpetrator steals over $100 in merchandise.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. And you think the perpetrators don't know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
Keep it right at 99,
good
y'all.
Point. It's right.
There was a sale. Did you know a billboard? Here, I'll. This is the other one. It happened in 2014, and it happened in Moscow. A mobile advertisement. This is a truck with a billboard, basically on the side of it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Featured. A topless woman.
Okay. No, no, no.
Okay.
Caused over 500 car crashes in one
of course.
Day.
Of course.
I'm not
course.
Surprised.
517 traffic accidents in one day. The advertising was for the billboard itself.
Oh, interesting.
In other words, these ads work.
I was going to say, I was going to guess if it was for an insurance company, a car insurance company.
You're right,
company.
Even better.
A sunny spring day on a college campus will also do that. It's also dangerous.
You know, I've always said, if we really want to bring peace to the world, we should mandate, and I'm not being vulgar or salacious, if women all went topless, nobody would be, we would become completely paralyzed. Men would just be, that would bring all of this nonsense to a stop.
Welcome so again, something we have to do.
They are the most powerful things on the planet.
I can't believe that.
They are.
I cannot believe that.
I could, I'll write a magazine column. The most powerful things on the planet. Won't be able to put a picture in there, but so what?
I mean, beaches in France, Italy, Spain?
And you never hear about shootings or crimes or anything else because everybody's like, ugh.
I mean, you say that, but I mean, I've seen a nude beach. I'm like,
No. Not a nude beach. Regular beaches are topless in Europe.
There's a couple in Miami.
Many.
Still, there's a lot of people who just don't need to be there.
Oh, no, I know.
Or at least practicing the...
No, we've gone through this before. There's nobody... At a nude beach that...
That really needs to be at a nude beach.
Has any business having their clothes on.
Boy, Emily sure feels comfortable with this conversation. At least that's the vibe I'm getting.
That was my senior trip in high school. We went to Cancun. And
my senior trip in high school, we went to a nude beach.
The hotel that we stayed at had it right there,
what's
a nude beach.
What's going on in Autauga County?
A friend of mine went to Hawaii and said the same thing.
Yeah.
It was a friend of mine.
A friend of yours. Yeah, exactly. And we're like, oh, look, dude, this is going to be great. And we're like, oh, this is disappointing. God,
this is the worst thing ever.
Straight out of high school. And ever. I was like, this is horrible.
I'm not being vulgar or salacious.
Nat Geos were better than this.
They have magical powers.
Okay. All right. You got to be pretty. Never mind.
Did you know? Avocados are the only fruit that does not start to ripen until after they are picked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What about some tomatoes? Well, tomatoes will still ripen, right?
Well, they don't start to ripen until after they pick. Tomatoes will ripen on the vine, and they will continue to ripen until, well, they rot. But avocados will not start to ripen until after they are
picked. Is that a fruit
picked.
Or vegetable? That's a vegetable.
It's a fruit.
Oh, it's a fruit.
The first comment says, they will stay hard as a rock until one day you discover that they are all ripe on the very same day, and there's no way that you can eat 6 avocados before they all go bad. Did you know that MIT developed a camera which could film the speed of light, showing a photon traveling 600 million miles per hour through water? Fascinating. Okay.
I'd like to see the speedometer they use
for
that.
Yeah, it's fast. Did you know that the Earth's population of 7 billion people speaks roughly 7,000 languages? A statistic that would seem to offer each living language a healthy 1 million speakers if things were equitable. In language, as in life, things are not. One language dies every 14 days.
Wow.
Within the next century, nearly half of all languages are estimated to go extinct.
I love the fact that Native Americans are teaching their children the language to try to perpetuate, you know, and try to keep it alive.
Yeah. 78% of the world's population speaks the 85 largest languages, while the 3,500 smallest languages only share a mere 8.25 million speakers. While English has 328 million first language speakers, Mandarin has 845 million Tuvian speakers in Russia. Tuvan, maybe. Within the next century, linguists think nearly half of the world's current stock of languages may disappear.
So Mandarin is one, and English is up there. I'm guessing Spanish is up there, too.
Yeah, it doesn't list. Let's see. The reach of Mandarin and English and Russian and Hindi and Spanish and Arabic.
Oh.
Extends seemingly to every hamlet where they compete with Tuvan and a couple of other languages in here as well. Parents in tribal villages often encourage their children to move away from their insular language of their forebears and toward languages that will permit greater education and success. That's the thing. Like, hey, don't learn our stuff. Our stuff's going extinct. Go learn this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like the Korean. That there was that whole summer camp to do a Korean immersion thing. So you can learn to speak Korean, I guess, with car dealership, not car dealerships, so car manufacturers and stuff coming in. But for kids, since it's easier for kids to learn a second language.
Yeah, Mandarin, Spanish, and English are the big three.
And English is a standard in aviation and a lot of things. French is a standard in writing treaties. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Fun size Jane sent me a text. Look up Tuvan throat singing is what she said.
Tuvan throat singing?
Yeah, T-U-V-A-N, throat singing. Tuvan. I'll have to look that up. Did you know in Louisiana...
Why did you say it like that?
Why not?
Down in Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Just about a mile from Texarkana.
Louisiana. There's a prison rodeo.
Feels
better. Yeah?
In Louisiana, where inmates compete in events such as convict poker. I don't understand how this works, but four inmates sit at a table playing poker, and then a bull is released into the arena to unseat the inmates. The last man remaining seated is the winner.
I want to party.
Well, sounds like bored.
Fun. I want to party with that cowboy.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you know Sir Robert Watson Watt?
What?
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 What? What?
He was one of the inventors of the radar. In fact, he was the inventor of the radar in Great Britain. He was caught speeding with a radar gun.
How he ironic.
He reportedly said, "My God, if I had known what they were going to do with it, I had never invented it."
But then we wouldn't have that.
That's a great story.
Golden earring hit.
What are those? What are those words that are spelt the same way backwards and frontwards?
Palindrome.
Palindrome,
yeah. Yeah.
In fact, Weird Al has a whole song on those. I might just play it because it's educational. And school starts today.
Did you know, and finally, your last random fact for today. Did you know that moose, it is moose. The plural of moose is moose, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's one of those
things. That is right.
Yeah. Moose can dive up to...
Meese!
No.
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 That's...
I hate meeses to pieces.
Yeah, No. Moose can dive up to 20 feet underwater and hold their breath for a full minute. Also, they're exceptionally large. If you ever see one.
There was on Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That show open.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, though, you just couldn't tell how big they are until, like, a car would come up next to it.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, wait a second. You're a formidable animal.
It's a dang old moose, y'all.
I hear they really get...
they can get aggressive.
Very angry.
Yes.
We toured Yellowstone, and they're all... Moose and elk are very common and one came so close to our car.
Is it kind of nervous? You're just a little...
Very tentative, let's put it that way. So we rolled the window down, and the moose said,
"Hot diggity!"
Duh.
Should have known you were building up to
no, that. No, I did tell the truth about the moose and the elk. And they are really substantial animals.
They're huge.
Yes. So you're right about that. Thank you, Jay. It's 7:36. Our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz is being put together right now by the team. Speaking of great teams, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. They may have three locations, but the effort, the talent is so consistent from spot to spot. Whichever one you choose, you can count on great service, state-of-the-art diagnostics, talented ASE-certified technicians, and a real wholesale price on any type of tire that you need for your vehicle. That's the way they do it. Don, it took him about a year, but he set up straight business with all the major tire manufacturers so that he could eliminate the middleman, bring you a better price, and of course, they can install it at Don Duncan. And even with school starting, there's still folks that are looking ahead to Labor Day, maybe a trip. If it's been a while since you've had your car checked out, go there before you go on the road, because they can do everything possible to eliminate finding yourself on the side of the road with a flat or steam coming out from under the engine. They look at everything. Check your fluids, too, and vacuum out your car when they're done, just to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan. And our first Duncan and Son Predictathon is 3 weeks from Friday. Yay. So you'll find them in Millbrook on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about languages and how they're kind of dying off, but what were the top three languages?
Wow. The top three.
Yeah.
2729228 is the number to call. 2729228. First person through with the correct answer is our winner. Everybody else will qualify for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which now includes a full party tray of Bomb Hours wings and gooey fries. 2729228 at 7:38.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and if you're on I-65, be prepared to slow down in the downtown area as you approach the river bridges. If you're on I-85, everybody's moving at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard's busy but manageable. Just watch yourself around the traffic lights. We do see an accident. It is in the 2100 block of Old Creek Road right off of Bell Road, so be careful there. And the school zones are in effect. Be careful. Watch the kids and the buses. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, we got a board full of calls, and we're going to give Tommy B. Hey, Tommy.
Hey. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
How about Mandarin?
Right.
Spanish and English.
Perfect. Perfect. That's it.
How about?
People, you know, everybody has a special skill, but people that can speak multiple languages, that's a savant skill.
I'm laughing. My fifth grade teacher says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I think in Spanish." Shut up. Mr. Lanigan.
You know, the press does not give Melania Trump any press at all. But I would think a lady that can speak fluently six languages.
Six?
Yeah.
What are the six? Do you know? I mean,
Russian.
Okay,
let's look it up because I'm curious myself.
English, Russian. What else? French, probably.
What do we have here? She speaks French.
Okay.
Slovenian.
Oh. I was going to say Slavic.
Italian.
That's a great language.
English, German, and Serbo-Croatian.
You're kidding.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You weren't talking in Serbo-Croatian.
Well, that's only when I get mad.
But he thinks in Italian.
And I kiss in French. Hold on,
Tommy. Oh, wow.
What?
Quick. That's our show for today.
That was good.
Okay, bye.
Let's say hello to our old friend, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
We got a winner, but we were glad to see your name.
I gave you one quick question. What is the only fruit that starts to ripen after it's picked?
An avocado.
Correctamundo. You don't win anything, but...
no, but you win a... Well, you already won our respect, so you don't have to worry about that. But right. Thanks for calling, Tracy.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Two, let's say good morning to Joel. Joel, we got a winner, but we thank you for trying.
I heard that, but y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks.
And Joe, we got a winner, but we thank you for trying. And don't forget, you're in our grand prize drawing at the end of the week, which now includes a party-sized tray of wings from Bahamas Richard Grill.
And gooey fries.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
A little bit of foggy, misty situation early this morning. It's just incredible humidity. What do they always say? Air you can wear. Today, hot day with a high around 94, heat index near 100. So as the number of showers thin out, and they will thin out today, only widely scattered storms, the temperature goes up. Low tonight, 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, middle 90s with the heat index teasing the 105 danger range. So we're going to be dealing with that situation. Only widely scattered storms for the very lucky communities. Only a handful will get wet. Otherwise, Friday, we'll take the rain chances up a notch to 40% and up a little higher to 50-50 on Saturday and Sunday as a front enters the state and then kind of gets stuck in the middle, if you will. Stuck in the middle with you. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, southwest wind to 3. It's 74 at 743.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Plumbing by Luquar will be open in a little while, but actually they're kind of always open in that there's somebody ready to take your phone call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they will respond on a weekend, they'll respond on a holiday, they'll respond anytime because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. So it's good to know that, and it's good to know that they never charge overtime because boy, oh boy, some of those plumbing places, you call at an off hour, you're going to pay a very handsome fee to get your plumbing taken care of. Not so at Plumbing by Luquar. That's why they're my go-to plumbers, and it's a no-brainer for me. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquar.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, we have a conundrum coming up, but first I did find the Weird Al Yankovic palindrome song.
Oh.
So because it's the first day of school and it's somewhat educational, don't you think we should play it?
Sure.
Okay. It'll be on the air shortly and will last as long as it takes me to get back upstairs from the thinking stage. 7:44.
Investors were reacting to China's willingness to let its currency, the yuan, slip to the lowest levels in 11 years. A reaction to fresh tariffs proposed by President Trump. That prompted the president and Treasury Department to label China a currency manipulator. Then China stopped new purchases of agricultural products from the U.S. However, the yuan appears to be stabilizing today. Michael Lee, Altium Wealth Market Strategist.
I think it was absolutely overdone. And whenever you have large moves in either direction, the underpinnings of the market now is a lot of computer-based algorithms that push markets in either direction.
USA Today and its parent company, Gannett, have been sold to Gatehouse Media for $1.4 billion. Gatehouse owns the Austin American Statesman in Texas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosolda.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Today is August 8th, National Fresh Breath Day. Excuse me, Hal, Liz, have you met? Halotosis, this is Liz Tureen. Liz Tureen, meet Halotosis. I think the two of you will hit it off on National Fresh Breath Day.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is back to school for many school systems this week. Montgomery Public Schools, Autauga County, and Dallas County all head back today. For a full list of school dates, visit alabamanews.net. A 17-year-old is being charged with attempted murder as an adult. Prattville police say they were called in reference to a man shot in the stomach Friday on Fisk Street. They believe an argument led to the shooting. The suspect is being held on an $80,000 bond. And Ladarius Dees will spend 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to several charges in Dallas County. Dees pled guilty to attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an unoccupied vehicle. Dees is also a co-defendant in another case involving the murder of Jermaine Tarver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Educational moment here with Weird Al, of all people, at 7:49. Goodbye to everyone.
I'm Ann and Regal. A German am I, never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a boot. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil, one song was wrong. Was it a car or a cat I saw? Rise to vote. Do geese see God? Do nine men interpret? Nine men I nod. Rats live on no evil star. Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. Pause, the sap moth is as selfless as I am. May a moody baby do my yam.
song says palindrome, but I have not really heard any palindromes in there.
They're all palindromes.
Lonely Tylenol, not a banana baton. No X and Nixon, a stone bean I saw.
No X and Nixon.
No Geronimo, no minor ego.
If you put Nixon backwards,
Naomi,
no X.
And, yeah. Only Tylenol. A Toyota, oh. A dog, a panic in a pagoda.
That's my
problem. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no, Don Ho.
That's why he's doing the Dylan version.
Run. Senile felines. Now I see bees I run. UFO tofu. We panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know.
Well, that's Weird Al.
Exactly. But they're all palindromes.
7:51, today being the first day of school in Montgomery. Let's talk about that experience in our lives.
All right.
Starting with Emily.
Why?
Because you were the last one there. Out of all of us. Your memory's more fresh.
Where would we like to start?
Well.
How were your first days of school? How were your first days when you would have to go back to school? What were they like?
I was really excited about getting a new lunchbox.
You got a new lunchbox every year?
For a couple of years in a row, I got a new lunchbox.
I just had to use the same one.
Unless you had a steel belted radio lunchbox, they really were kind of tinny.
I had a really great one that was it was soft, and it was Barbie, and it had a thermos. A little zipper. It was great.
I never had a metal lunchbox.
I never had a metal lunchbox.
I had a Jetsons.
Either.
You remember the Jetsons?
Yeah, I remember the Jetsons.
But I enjoyed the picking out the lunchbox more than I did the backpack. Although I did have a really awesome Mickey Mouse backpack when I was in kindergarten. It was fantastic.
All right, who among you is...
We couldn't have a Trapper Keeper at our school, though.
I started first grade first. I didn't go to kindergarten. So I went to Knollwood, and this is what it looked like just the other day.
Oh, wow.
I walked to Knollwood and Mrs. Sealing's class, and it was a big deal because it was my first day, and you get those new pencils with it, and you get the backpack, and
yeah.
It was a big deal, and the notebook and all that stuff. I can remember the way that school smelled. You know,
yes.
Just with everything that's in a school, the way it smelled.
Yep.
I went and creeped my old elementary school a couple of years ago when I was over in that neck of the woods, Chockville Elementary School.
There's a sign.
Oh.
No wood.
And Chockville pretty much looks the same.
When you look at that picture, you can almost picture
little
Richard Thomas with his Jetsons lunchbox.
No.
Looking at the sky saying, I'm fascinated.
Hey, when I got to be safety patrol.
There you go.
That was a big deal.
That's big stuff.
That's what, you know, short of a media career or something, that was...
Oh, it set you apart.
Where you're cool, yeah, and so you drove your first Corvette or something. That was about as cool as it got. I'm on the safety patrol.
That's right.
The first week of my junior year in high school, I've rear-ended a car because the sun was in my eye. That wasn't a good. That wasn't a good time.
I'll bet it wasn't.
No MPB in Coleman.
Now, what about because if you went to the same school, like we went to John Hancock Elementary, the building. I don't know what they're using the building for now, but this is a boomer neighborhood, and it was packed to the rafters every class, and you would always know who your next year's teacher was going to be. So
yep.
You'd buttonhole the kids that already had that teacher.
Tell me about her, yeah. What
and nobody should be nervous or,
right.
You know, does the teacher have a temper? Yeah, we had a guy in my, I'm not exaggerating this, in seventh grade named Mr. Rauch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good teacher, and he spoke very plain, but if you ticked him off, he would take you out in the hall, and I mean scream at a level where he was audible all over the building. And that's the thing about him that every, and I'm talking, it was scare the crap out of you. Happened to me once or twice, and thing is, I didn't even really know what I did to get that kind of attention.
If you went back to your elementary, like I remember where my first grade class was, where my second, where my third, where my fourth was. Would you be able to go to those rooms?
I think I could. Even kindergarten, it's Stevenson, Adlai E. Stevenson.
Adlai Stevenson,
Elementary school. I remember my teacher's name, Mrs. Dunn. And we used to eat Salerno butter cookies. You know what those are?
Butter.
They're round. They have a hole in the middle, and we used to put them on our finger.
Like little daisies. Daisy cookies.
Put it on the tip of your pinky finger and spin it around and take a little bite.
Boy, graham crackers were stick in the mud kind of thing.
I wonder if I could go back and actually tour my elementary school.
Well, we tried.
That was a good time.
We went on a Saturday here. These pictures I just showed you.
Yeah, well, the day that I creeped around it, I mean, it was like a Saturday or a Sunday. There was nobody there, and I'm pretty sure I could have been busted because I remember where the library was, where my third grade classroom was, which is where I cried when they showed us the miracle worker, and I was the only person that got upset. Everybody else was making fun of Helen Keller for saying "wah," and I'm bawling.
And who was one of the most popular people in the school that everybody knew their name? That was the custodian. It was Mr.
Harry
Bickers.
Vanderkamp.
Mr. Bickers, Charlie Bickers.
I could still, because Harry was a kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
And I can still picture him pushing that contraption that carried the big bucket of water, the big bucket of sawdust and the mop.
For the,
smell for the vomit.
And then you could hear him coming because of all his keys.
Yes. That's true. And I wonder, I mean, how many keys do you need? It was just, thanks for the memories, guys. Really appreciate it. Let's talk about Eddie Bader, not in a gossip way on Gossip Day, but about what an outstanding, a guy who lives and breathes what he does. And that's real estate. Whether you're getting ready to list, and I am currently listed with Eddie Bader, and a property that's for sale or rent, call 322-0662 if you want somebody who's on your situation literally every waking moment. This is what the guy does. It's almost like knowing he's going to get that next client taken care of. It's almost like he's got to do it. He's got to do it. And you always get updates on your situation from Eddie. I'm very glad that I chose him. And he also knows the little things. Like when you're getting ready to display a house, or they're getting ready to come and take pictures they can put on your listing, he knows exactly what to look for.
His team. It's like, you know, in Cinderella when the birds and the mice help her get ready? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
His little team of people that do the yard and clean the inside and photograph and everything. Not saying that you can't clean your house well, but I mean, these are people that do this professionally, so they know those nooks and crannies to get into, and then it photographs so beautifully.
When you're looking to buy or rent, or whether you're looking to sell or have your house available for rent, this is the guy you want. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Fox News in about, 98 seconds.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your traffic on this Tuesday morning. And if you're on I-65, be prepared to slow down as you approach the river bridges and the downtown area. I-85 is up at a speed limit ride. The Boulevard